Canadian man is like a woman to us. Suck it.
We come here to fuck Canadian men because they're so womanlike. Easy. And they're like a carpenter's dream. Flat as a board and easy to screw. Or nail. Either or. I don't know what you guys say over there. I don't know what you favor. Oh, you are. Favor. Favor war. Sorry. Anyway, back to the fucking and hating.
Goes from hate to like,
yeah. Look, I just want to make sure that you guys understand.
I don't want to offend yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I am going to take something from you that will haunt you forever, but I don't want to appear like a dick. Or, you know, like I don't know what I'm talking about. So there was a moment for you where you were like, all right, I like this, but this ain't going to be a job
for me.
And
I played from when I was like 6 or 7 till I was like 18.
But were there people that you played with who were like, this is my life? There, like, I'm going to go. What is the equivalent? What's the NHL equivalent of soccer? Is it MLB?
The MLS, Major League Soccer. The MLS. But there was the NASL,
mm-hmm.
which was in the 70s, like Pele. That was the North American Soccer League.
Uh-huh.
America's sort of
until
like
the Mia Hams. And who is that motherfucker? The one dude that everyone's like, he's the Gretzky of soccer. He had like hair and a beard. I mean, hair. Everyone's got hair. What I'm saying? That younger guy, like, red hair. I forget who
every
it was.
American Lolly.
Lonnie something. I was saying, yeah.
Every American player that they say is Gretzky is just like, no. Fucking Pele was Gretzky. Mm. Just like the best football players, soccer players in the world. I don't think the Americans don't even touch it.
No.
I mean, you go down to Brazil, you go to Italy, you go around the world, that's where they're breeding.
Where dude's like, watch this, and he pops a fucking soccer ball out of his ass and shit, and then butts it with his head, and
exactly.
Swallows it, and he's like, want to see it again? And he does it again.
Like, I do want to see that again.
Man, you digest quickly, Pele.
That's why you're the Gretzky of soccer.
Pele is Gretzky of soccer! You're like, that's what I said.
Yeah, really good at repeating.
Yeah, you're good at that too. You may be the king of repeating information that was just imparted.
But I mean, there's a documentary out about it's actually pretty good, which is about the NASL.
About soccer?
Which is about specifically about the New York Cosmos.
Uh-huh. Oh, I've heard of this documentary.
Yeah. And it kind of goes into like they created like just sort of hysteria about this sort of, for this shining window, they paid all his money and brought Pele and all these guys in, and it was the 70s, and it was fucking huge. And then basically, that was around when I was a kid, and then basically it just slowly went away, and then like it just died. And there, and for a while, there was none. There was no professional soccer league in the United States. And then the MLS started, I can't remember, 5 years ago, something like that. But as far as I remember, like if you played in that professional league, I don't know if it was called the MLS yet. It might have been. A lot of those guys had to work,
right?
Like in the off season,
double jobs. Yeah. That's what it was like in NHL back in the day. Yeah, you had two jobs.
They did not, they didn't have a lot. You
couldn't
of money.
Support yourself on that salary.
I mean, the big dream.
What about now? Like, what do you think a top salary in soccer is? Well, what did they give? What's his name? Fucking the British dude that
Beckham?
Came here. Yeah,
they
yeah.
gave him a ton of money. Yeah.
So like, what is a
he
ton of money?
He doesn't work in the offseason.
No, dude's not mowing lawns and shit.
Back
like
to my carpentry.